What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there living your best life, shouting on them because they hate it, baby. Do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and wise. And why do I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout to you, God. Oh my gosh, he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. And there is a second thing that I tell y'all, you know, about being thorough and wise. Now, Lord, what's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and wise, baby, huh? Second reason is because y'all out there listening to me, baby, and this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And there is a third thing that I have to tell y'all. I got to give a shout out to my haters. And they say it's disbelievers, you know, all them people just come over to see what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby, okay? But what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Hi, haters, 'cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And if you are just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you are like, oh my gosh, who this girl Jay and why she over here giving a shout out to her haters? Listen, haters acknowledgement backwards, okay? Let me break it down to you, okay? They don't really hate you. They love you. They just don't know how to acknowledge the love. So they do it with a little hate, okay? All right? Now, this is Just a Touch of J. Let me put this out there peacefully. Let me break it down, okay? You got to get hyped when they come over, okay? Because that means you're doing something, all right? Look, Psalms 23 in the Bible, okay? Shout out to all my Bible believers. This is what it says. It says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. This is God. This is God talking, right? He said, I'm going to go ahead and prepare up a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So just think about this, right? You out there shining on doing what it is that you're supposed to do, right? So God is like, look at her over there doing that. Look at him over there. Oh my gosh, they over there doing what I told them to do. Let me go ahead and prepare this table for them, right? So what he does is, imagine, right? You just sitting down and it's like this table that God is just preparing for you. Like everything that you need, your wants, your desires, everything. He just putting it all out there in pieces for you and for everybody else to see. Okay, so what happens is they start coming over. They like, wait a minute, hold on. Is that my boy over there shining on? That my girl over there shining on them? You know, because they trying to see what's going on with your pieces. All the pieces is God's putting out there. And they come over, they looking, right? Like, oh my gosh, what's going on? What's going on? And what happens is they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message God is using, whatever bait he's putting out there in peace for them, baby, because they are his children too. They need this work too. You understand? So if you ever got anybody coming over trying to be all nosy and stuff, just say, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Yeah, and you know what else you can do? You can go over to the Just a Touch of J app, my app. It's in the app store for free, okay? Or check me out at blackvibes.com. And, you know, go ahead and download the recipe to the Haters Passion Drink. Yeah, I had to make a drink for the haters, y'all. I did. It's called the Haters Passion Drink because haters hate with a passion. So make sure you go ahead and download that and fix it up for them and make you some too. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. You're going to feel good about yourself after that. And I'm just trying to put it out there pieces for you. Now, look, have you been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Listen, mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes. And on the Just a Touch of J Facebook page. I've been dropping a dime on you. You know, just put it out there in pieces. You know, all different type of stuff. Check it out. It's thorough and it's wise. Okay. My gosh, you know, Black Thought, I've been giving him a lot of love. He been speaking the language to me. Okay. Also TD Jakes. Shout out to you, Bishop. Okay, so we got Black Thought the rapper over there. We got Bishop TD Jakes. I've been giving y'all my inspirational posts. Okay, I've been putting other things out there, pieces for you about my health on Facebook and just everything. Oh my gosh, so look, we got skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left, right? So I can shine bright like a diamond because I'm done with those pieces. Okay, we got to talk about making love in these kitchen. Have I been making love in these kitchen? Yes. I told y'all this before and the other time, and the other time, and the other time. If you're just coming on over, you don't know what making love in these kitchen is. It is where I do my cooking thing. That's where I do my food thing, baby. Okay, I have been making love in these kitchen. I'm in the hotel, living in a hotel till July the 9th. You already know this. And I've been doing what it is that I do, baby. So much that since I've been here since March the 4th, I have gained 40 pounds, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. I told y'all God was going to heal me. Yeah, healing is a process. So I've been coming up with different recipes for y'all. We're going to do the whole online thing where y'all get to cook with me. I'm going to show y'all my new place and everything in my kitchen. State of the art. You're going to love it. Okay? Now, that's just a little bit of pieces for you. That was Making Love Beast Kitchen. Check it out on Instagram. Check out Veronica's Guide to Making Love Beast Kitchen. Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen. The Cookbook of Love on Facebook, all right? So you can get you some recipes and pieces and food and all that stuff. All right, now look. Gotta skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. I want to talk to y'all about Just a Touch of J's Fitness. So look, I gotta tell y'all something. So I put out there in pieces that I was having a little bit of issues like all last week. My daughter had to come and help me and take care of me and everything. Y'all, I was just a little jacked up. Like histamine was high. I don't know what was going on. It might have been because I was eating a whole bunch of nectarines, baby. This just touched a J. But it had got high, you know, and my smell increased and I was a little jacked up. So I only worked out 2 days. Okay, 2 of the days. And I did like a half a day. But, you know, I rested. You know, I had to let my body recuperate. You know, sometimes you got to do that. And then y'all out there had to go through that like this week, like you just had to rest. Well, that's what I did. So I didn't do all of Just a Touch of J's Fitness, the 400 program, but I did about 420 upper body and lower movements, maybe like almost 2.5 days out of the week, and 480 lower body movements, maybe about 2.5 days of the week. Okay, and this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Check out Just a Touch of J's Fit. His fit is coming. All my link trees and all my bios. Okay, you got the waistbands. You got the what else we got? We got thigh and waist shapers. We got fitness bands. We got waist shapers. We got all type of stuff, baby. Jump ropes coming out, everything. This is Just a Touch of J. TRX bands. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Check it out also in this is justatouchofj.com. Online store purchase. Do whatever it is you want to do. And Just a Touch of J's Fitness on Facebook and Instagram. You could just click on the picture and buy what you want to buy. All right? Now look. Ladies, thank you. Thank you for everybody that's been supporting. We got scared on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. And talk to you about Just a Touch of J Cannabis Line. Oh my gosh, doing amazing. Y'all can get that in the online store too. I got my old rolling papers. They're called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Yeah, like it when I do it like that. Yeah, that's from a song that I made, you know, featuring Drake. You know, laugh now, cry later. And that's what might happen, you know, if you just get Just a Touch of the J, King Slim magnetic booklet, you know, rolling papers, you know, you do what it is that you do. Okay, so let's go over to the next thing. You know what the next thing is? Here's the next piece for y'all. why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? I mean, popping like popcorn. Okay, y'all thought I was going to say Nickelodeon for all my old school people, but no. Popcorn. Y'all got it popping like popcorn. Like, y'all got my podcast just keep climbing. Child, y'all done got like 8,000 more. Like, I'm just like, this is just a touch of J. What y'all out here doing? Y'all putting it out there in peace form. Y'all sharing or something. Y'all doing all this for me. Thank you, because I want to let you know it's for God's glory. So keep on doing whatever it is you do. Get blessed by the message. I love it. Okay, let's go over to the next thing. Just Touch J app. Y'all know y'all can listen to the podcast through the app for free. Yeah. And it's also on over 30 streaming networks worldwide, 150 different countries. Okay, check it out like that. But the Just a Touch of J app also has other stuff on it. I've been putting out there in pieces for y'all too. Yes, J's fit tips. Okay, y'all get off y'all health stuff. Okay, that right there, that's all out there. Song of the week stuff, everything that I'm doing, my blogs, my articles, all those pieces you can get on the Just a Touch of J app. A lot of stuff is coming to it. Just download it, just wait on it. I'll give you the notification alert, send it out when it's new stuff. And that's just pieces for you, baby. So the last thing I want to talk about real quick is Beat Break Radio. Check me out. Beat Break Radio. 87 FM in Atlanta. 411 Wire. You know I do what it is that I do, baby. Okay? Now, look. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. Oh, my God. So it's the Sunday's word. Yeah, this Sunday's word is they. They, T-H-E-Y, yes, underscore letter J. No, I'm just playing. That's what they call me. But no. It's about they. You might be like, J, who? They. You know, they. Everybody that's out there, they. That's not you. They, them, they. This is what this is about. So God had dropped a dime on me and said the word is they. And like all week, I'm like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about, God. Who is they? What's going on? So I knew he was going to bring it to me. So through the week, start bringing me stuff. I'm writing it down in my Sunday's word book. I'm praying on it. I'm like, okay, God, talk to me. I'm in my scripture. He's giving it to me. And then boom, today, I'm watching the passes online. You know, it's Sunday, man. I got to get my Sunday word in. I like at least like four of them. I get the word in. I just worship. I pray. I be in the Holy Spirit. You know, I let the tears flow. And I just give God glory. And then God starts talking to me. The Holy Spirit started laying stuff on my heart. I said, oh, my God, Holy Spirit, what you got for me? He said, I got something for you, right? So, brings me over to the book of John, right? And he starts talking about, in the Bible, okay, book of John, okay, in chapter 5, starts talking about the guy who was laying at the pool, okay? Any of y'all know this story? It was a guy who was a lame man. He was blind. He was all messed up. You know, he was just laying there, you know, at the pool, like jacked up, you know, he couldn't move or nothing. He just was just, you know, when I say blind, I don't mean blind like couldn't see. I mean like blind to just, you know, life itself. Because let me explain to you about this pool, right? This pool is crazy. This pool was like the pool that everybody would get in, okay, to get their healing. Like, I'm talking about, like, it was that thing. It was like, what, y'all know that movie when the people was getting in the water, Stephen King, batteries not included, and everybody was jumping in the water, and they was getting all healed and stuff, all the old people. It was kind of like that, okay? Anybody that had anything that was going on with them, they was trying to get up in this daggone pool, okay? So the guy is laying there, right? And Jesus comes over to him. You know, he had his little infirmity. And basically, Jesus basically said to him, you know, like, yo, like, what's going on? What's going on with you? So, you know, the dude basically like, you know, I'm jacked up. Okay? So I'm going to read a little bit to y'all, right? It says, when Jesus asked him, like, what's going on? You know, what's going on? You know, why you here for this long time, right? Why you going through all this, right? So, the dude starts saying all this stuff. Let me get here and make sure I read the right thing to y'all. He answered him and says, I have no man, right, when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Okay, so basically, Jesus is like, yo, what's going on? Why you over here like laying down like this? You see the pool over there? The pool is like thorough and wise. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you got to do is get up in the pool so you can get healed like everybody else. And he like, well, I don't got nobody to help me. And everybody, every time I try to get in it, somebody comes up and gets in it before me. You know, he had excuses. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, like, you know you could get some help, but you got a million one excuses. Oh, my God. I'm talking to myself as I'm talking to you, baby. This is just a touch of J. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, excuses and stuff. So that's what he had. The withered man had these excuses. Jesus said, man, listen, if you don't go ahead and get that bed and take that bed up and go ahead and get in that pool and walk. No, he said to him like that. This is just what he said, though. This is what he said to him. He said to him just like this. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Okay, I mean, he said it kind of like that. Like, man, look, if you don't go ahead and do that two-step walk on over there, okay, get up in that pool and do what it is that you do, right? So it says, and immediately, right, this is nine. Okay, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. Okay, and on the same day, it was the Sabbath day. Okay, now look, it was the Sabbath day. You ain't supposed to be healing nobody on no Sabbath day, right? So the Jews and all that, you know, they came up to the Jew like, who told you to take your bed and walk? You know, so the bull is like this. He like, you know, like this, you know, I don't know, this dude told me to get up, you know, go ahead, go over there, and I wound up getting healed, right? So anyway, Jesus found him later. He was in the, you know, in the cave somewhere, you know, chilling, doing what it is that he do. And Jesus basically was like, listen, I'm the person that healed you. I'm Jesus. Basically, go tell him. So the guy, he goes and tells him. He goes and tell they. He tells them, you know, look, this is what happened. So he goes ahead, he go and tell him, right? Jules said, you know, it's a curse, basically, to cure somebody on the Sabbath day. We ain't having that, right? That's what we told him. So he answers them, right? And he said, this guy made me whole. He said, take up my bed and go walk, right? So we're going to skip down to when Jesus, he finds him, right? Like I told you, he find him, right? He went ahead, he departed, and he told everybody that Jesus did it. And they was kind of like mad, right? They were upset. They didn't like it. They had an issue with it, but they needed to know. And this is just such a day, baby. I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? This is about they, okay? So sometimes, look, we go through things in life, right? And we don't want anybody to know about it. Yeah, chill. Any of y'all out there going through that? I mean, I was. Remember I told you I was in the hotel room? I was jacked up. I couldn't pay for my room and stuff. God started telling me to ask people. I'm like, I don't do that. He like, look, ask them. I'm like, who? He like, they. The ones I tell you to ask. They. So I asked, you know, and then the last thing I know, I'm like this. Like, you done gave me like $10,000. But every day, he gave me what I needed. From they. Right? But I had issues, though, you know, because I didn't want to say anything to them. You know, and that's basically what happened with the guy, but he wasn't told. You know, see, what happens is when God starts putting that glory on your life, you want to go tell. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like when he be blessing you, like, oh my God, I got to tell them. You know, you got to tell them. Well, I'm trying to talk to y'all about this whole they thing. Sometimes, you know, we don't want they to know. And what happens is that we mess up because they need to know. Okay, let me tell you how we mess up, right? They need to know. This is what God dropped a dime on me today, right? I got to get my notes. Oh my gosh, I'm so hyped. They need to know that the gift is what he uses, okay, to show that he's the giver. Ooh, child, let me say it again. They need to know that the gift is what he uses to show that he's the giver. So look, the gift was, I'm going to heal you, right? Boom, to the guy, the lame man. He was at there, you know, he was chilling, doing this and he do, right? The gift was his healing because they needed to know that he was the giver. Ooh, like me. I'm in the hotel, you know, and I'm out here on the jacked up, you know, and I'm like, I'm all ashamed and stuff. Like, man, I ain't trying to tell nobody I'm going through this. Like, these people know I get money out here. All of a sudden, the money going to stop. God, like, no. He dropped a dime on me today. He said, listen, they need to know, and you needed to know, that it wasn't the gift. It was that I was the giver. And that's why I got to talk to you about they. Because they need to know. They, like, how am I here? I'm sharing my testimonies with y'all. I come on here. I give y'all a Sunday word. I be so transparent. I be telling y'all all types of stuff, baby. This is just a touch of Jay, okay? This the whole new improved just a touch of Jay because I would have never did this, okay? You had to make an appointment on FaceTime to view me, okay? I am not playing. Now I'm showing y'all my bald spots and everything because they need to know. Okay, and what is it that they need to know, right? That the gift is what he uses to show that he's the giver. So I said, okay, God, what else do they need to know? He said, well, look, you've been telling them about your healing. So they already know that I healed you and that I done saved your life. Because remember, y'all, I couldn't walk. I couldn't see. Okay, I was jacked up. You know, I couldn't eat for like 2 months straight. Okay, just touch it there, baby. God didn't heal me. I be eating now like 4,000 sub calories a day. I told y'all he's going to heal me. Then I said, well, what else they need to know? He said, I need you to really drop a dime on him. I need you to tell him what's going on. I said, okay. So he said, I want you to talk to him about a couple things that they don't know. She gave me like 3 things. I said, okay. He said, I need you to let him know, okay, that your son almost died. Yeah. When I was giving birth to my son, they had to do an emergency C-section. Any of y'all out there had to go through that? Like, ladies, like, you had to have like an emergency C-section or something. There was complications. Yeah, my son was born in like 3-something pounds. Yeah, he needed a hospital, so he was like 4 pounds. They had him in an oxygen tent. His teeth is kind of messed up still now to this day. He has different feet, different ears. Y'all didn't know that about my son, did y'all? Right? Yeah, did y'all know that they tried to, my family tried to get me to abort my son? Okay? They. Yeah, before I didn't know what an abortion was, y'all. I was out there bubble grinding, you know, my best friend, but I didn't know what it was. And we had a baby, you know, but then they didn't want me to have a baby. They was trying to get rid of him before. You know, the enemy will be on you. But God said, you need to know that too. So you need to know there was attack on my life for a long time. They didn't want me to have my son. They told me I was making a mistake. Then my son came early and my son almost died. Okay? They made me sign a paper that says, either we're going to take you or we're going to take your son. Which one? And I said, you got to take my son. I lived. Let him have a chance to live. I had to sign a paper. I remember my mom said, wake up. They want you to sign this. My blood pressure was so high. Emergency C-section. They get him out there. He's in oxygen tents and he has problems through life. But he pushed through. Thrilled and wise. Oh my gosh. One of the most thrilled people I know. And we used to have a praise and a mind dance ministry together called Romans 12:1 Mind Ministry of Purpose. And my son used to walk up and he used to say, hi, I'm who they called the mistake. And he was like 17 and he would be dancing right next to me and praising God right next to me. But see, people wanted to get rid of him. God said, I need you to go tell them that. I said, who? He said, they need to know. It's not about the gift. It's about the giver. I said, oh, okay. So, you know, that's a miracle sign and a wonder. And then he didn't heal me. That's a miracle sign and a wonder. Then God said, I need you to tell him how your son's father, when your son was 3 years old, hung himself and killed himself. And some little kids found them. I need you to tell them. I said, oh my gosh, what you want me to tell them? He said, I want you to tell them how, you know, when you came home, they was all waiting. And your son's, your two daughters, you know, they had the same father. He said, I got to tell you something, V. And, you know, he had knew, but my girlfriend called me by mistake. I picked up the phone. I'm like, hello? Because the phone was ringing right when he was about to tell me. And she's like, oh, my God, you don't know. And she told me. And then all I could do was just look at my son and say, no. Because I told you, I got pregnant by my best friend. His dad was like my best friend. I was just fooling around with. So here he is. He's gone. He killed himself. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like somebody you loved is gone? Well, God told me I need to tell you about that, too, that I overcame that. Right? And then I had to raise these kids by myself, my children. Okay, I was a single mother of 3. Okay, and that was rough. Oh, my gosh, that was rough. You know, because I really didn't know how to do that because I didn't have my mom. I was in and out of foster care, got raped. God said, I need you to tell them stuff. I said, who? He said, they. Because they need to know about the giver, not the gifts. They need to know that I helped them through. I said, oh. He said, just like I've been helping you through. And then God dropped it. He dropped a real dime on me. Then I said, okay, you've been helping me through. And then he said, yeah. He said, that's why, you know, I had to let you know. Because see, so much is getting ready to come to you. Any of y'all out there like going through stuff. And you've been going through stuff all your life. I mean, you like Oprah, you know, in The Color Purple. All my life I had to fight. like seriously, you like, if it ain't one thing, another. So you turn around, you get over this hump. It's another hump you got to get over. Right? Because to whom much is given, much is required. So God said, I need you to let them know that so much is coming to them. And I need them to know, okay, that it's not about they. Y'all like how I flip that thing around on y'all, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. It ain't about you. Okay? It ain't about you. It's about they. Okay? You got that? It ain't about you. It's about God's glory. He wants you to see that sometimes you go through stuff is because you're going to get more. You know, you're going to get more. He has to let you know that it's not about they. It's not about you. It's not about them at times. It's just about it, period, being the way that it's supposed to be. People have to know your testimony. You have to share it, too. Okay, so look, this is just such a day, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. I hope you find along with it. So I said, okay. I said, now, what are we going to go at in scripture with it? Then he said, you know Job. I said, oh my gosh. Any of y'all feel like y'all in y'all Job season? I feel like I'm in my Job season. Well, Job in the end, he won, he got double, right? But Job had to go through a lot of stuff. And they, a lot of people were up against him, right? But what happened? He had more of these out of it. He got more children after his 10 children died. He lost his job. He got double. Like, he got everything back that he went through. Okay? Then he said, Noah. I said, oh my gosh, you want to talk about Noah with the ark? He said, yeah. I told Noah to go out there and tell them. They. I said, tell them about the ark, the water coming. It's about to rain on them. And they didn't want to hear it. No, they didn't want to hear it. They did not want to believe Noah. Noah, you're a drunk. Oh, I'm just saying this. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you know, you got certain things going on with you and people looking at you like God can't use you. God uses the foolish things. He used Noah to build the whole ark. But they didn't want to believe him. No, 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 no. Some of y'all don't want to believe me neither. There's a lot of people out here right now like, she thinks she better. She didn't change. Huh? Yes, I did. Living for Jesus. Yes, I did. Ain't holier than thou or nothing. No, I'm not. But I love Jesus because Jesus said, you know, God said they need to know. Like Noah. Noah literally had to build this ark. Y'all, it's about to rain. It's going to rain. I'm telling you, it's coming. He had to get drunk. He had to butt naked. He had all this stuff. But he built that ark. And he did what God told him to do. All you got to do is do what God tell you to do. Just be obedient. Because they need to know. And see, what happens is that they also need to know this. Okay. Like when Noah with the ark. God, after he kept telling them to tell them, and they didn't want to believe, just like with Moses, they didn't want to believe, okay? God shut the door. He said, come in, because God was already in. He's already in the place that he needs you to come in. He's already there. He already done handled it. He already done took care of it, okay? Already. But he said, I need you to come in. Boom, shut the door. Nobody could get in. Sometimes they will shrink your boat, okay? So God got to shut the ship down. They didn't want to get on when you was telling them about it. And then y'all out there going through that. Like literally, people treating you foul right now. But they just don't even know. They don't even know what God has for you. Oh my gosh, this is just a touch of J. And they treat you some type of way right now. They. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me talk to y'all about one more thing. One more thing. Just one more thing. Stirring the Bible. Okay. Abraham. Okay. Abraham. This is what's so thorough and wise about this. Then I'm going to wrap it up. Okay. Abraham, God said, I need you to go ahead. I need you to take your son up to the mountain. And I ain't telling y'all to do this. Nothing like that. But you know, back in there, he said, I need you to take him up there, right? He said, I need you to go ahead and I need you to sacrifice him. And, you know, Abraham had waited a long time to get this son. Any of y'all out there wait a long time for something? And then God told you to sacrifice for it. You're like, wait a minute. Whole time I've been waiting to get this nice car and you want me to give it away? The whole time I've been waiting for this good job and you want me to leave it? Wait a minute. The whole time I've been out here making this money and you want me to go ahead and bless somebody else with it? Well, Abraham, he wanted him to go ahead and you know, basically kill his son, sacrifice his son. Right? After he waited all these years for his son. Right? So he didn't even believe it at first, but you know, he got the son and everything. So he take him up there. He like, look, you gave me a son in old age. You know, I guess you are, God. So he start going up there. He said, come on, son. The son like, okay. They went, both of them. They went up there. Right? And you know, he said, lay down, you know, and all that. And he pulls the knife up. He said, well, who going to be the sacrifice? He said, God going to provide. So he ready to kill the son. And then God says, hold on. No, look over there. In the bush, it's a ram over there. It's caught. That's your sacrifice. See, because God is always there. Always there. Remember I told you he's always there, like how he was weird with Noah. He was always there too with Job. He's always there with you. He's always going to provide a way out. But they need to know. So you know what Abraham did? He called the mountain, right? He called the mountain Jehovah Jireh, right? You know what that means? Look it up. I'll provide. the place where God provided. It's basically what it means. They need to know that God is the provider. It's not about the gift. It's about the giver. That's what I want y'all to get. Sometimes we out here and we just going through stuff because they need to know. It's for his glory. They have to be able to see it. You now know that God provided over $10,000 for me to stay in a hotel, and I had nothing. Took all the money away because they needed to know. My kids needed to know. People around me need to know. They need to know he was a healer. People, you're going through stuff out there that they need to know. And you are they too that need to know. You need to know too, like I had to know. God had to show me some things. So this whole podcast was basically about they. They need to know. You are part of they. I'm a part of they. We are all part of the body of God, of Christ. Okay? Whether you are a believer or not, you're part of it. Okay? So this was this Sunday's word, baby. This is just a touch of day. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. If you're going through anything, if you don't understand, many are called, few are chosen. Some of us are afflicted. It was good that I was afflicted. That's what Paul said. I believe it. What? Man, listen. I know I had things crawling all over me and all that type of stuff. The other day, I was just feeling like it. But I tell you, in Jesus' name, it was good that I was afflicted because I wouldn't take it back. Not being able to see none of that. Because now I know, and I know that they know how good God is. That is not about the gift, man. It's about the giver. It's not about the house that you got. It's not about the car that you got. It's not about none of that. It's nothing about any of that. It's all about God and what he could do in your life. All right? So look, this is just a touch of your baby. How y'all want me to end this? Huh? Y'all like it when I do it like that. Look, y'all want me to go ahead and give you my sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice. You ready? All right. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Right? Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Oh, my gosh. So, look, y'all better get those pieces. Y'all better get those pieces. And God said, spoke to me. He said, you got to tell them, though, about how the enemy comes. I didn't tell y'all that, right? Oh, man. So, look, let me drop a dime on you real quick. What he does is he comes and he tries to jack you all up in the whole process because he don't want they to know. Okay? Like with me, what he does is he'll get me all distracted. You know, try to speed you up or try to slow you down or try to halt you in your purpose. Okay, because he don't want they to know about God's goodness, the grace, the mercy every day. He don't want none of them. He been doing this for thousands of years. He don't want it. Okay, he got his people in hell and all of that. He got his people to come up, try to jack you all up with everything. I mean, today he would cut the TV off like 3 or 4 times. I'm like, word, I'm in here speaking in tongues and praising God's word. And all of a sudden the TV cut off. I said, wait a minute, I'm trying to praise and worship. And then one of the pastors, the mic went out when I was watching the praise and worship. I said, you really out here. We ain't doing what it is you want to do, right? Because he has a little control out here with certain stuff. So I want you to be careful with that. If things start coming up against you, keep going forward. Okay? Because they need to know. That's all. That's all I want to tell you about the enemy, how he does you. He can get a negative thoughts. So you can have negative thinking to turn it to negative feelings and emotions. You're mad at people. Don't even know why you're mad or you can't focus and all that. You got to understand. It's about they. What is it that you're doing? They could be you too. So just watch those pieces. All right. So look, I'm up out of here, right? And what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm confessing skin on the body? To the left, to the left, to the left. So I can say bright like the diamond that I am. Huh? I tell y'all, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Okay? Now, this is about they. Okay? Don't let them make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Because see, when you out there and you putting out there in peace form, people think that you have changed and you have changed. What you want to stay the same for? You know what I'm saying? Look, it's them that ain't changed. They mad because you ain't the way that you used to be. Like them. All jacked up. You trying to get your life together. Look, okay? But they need to know. Okay? It ain't the gift. It's the giver, baby. Okay? But don't let them make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Because you are thorough and you wise. Please. Been there, done that. I've made people feel like they wasn't thorough and wise. Okay? And people have done it to me. And y'all done did the same daggone thing. All right? And you won't... You know, you, This is why you can't be doing that and operating like that, okay? Because first of all, you'll make yourself feel like that, and you don't got no time for that. None. But you gotta shine on them, because they hate it, baby. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Right? Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Ha, ha. You know, I'll do that for y'all. But you gotta let it shine bright like a diamond. Yes, like Rihanna. Woo, shine bright like a diamond. I love that song. Because you gotta shine bright like a diamond. Out here, you can't be letting things get you down and be all jacked up. Been there, done it. It's not the way to go. Okay? You got to love yourself and you got to spread love. Third thing that I tell y'all. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just such a J, baby. I don't know. I got to put that out there in pieces for you. We have to. We got to spread love. Okay? Now, quick recap. Okay? I gave y'all a lot of pieces. But I know you got it. It's about that. Okay, they could be you, they could be they. It's about they. They need to know about the gift and the giver. And they need to be able to understand that it ain't about the gift, it's about the giver. And the enemy will do all type of stuff to have you thinking that it's all about the gifts and not the giver. This is what God tell me to tell y'all. Like me, right? He can have me thinking, oh, it's you that's doing all this cooking and stuff. I know what they mean. I know God gave me these recipes. I wouldn't even come up with nothing like chocolate covered cauliflower cookies or orange glazed marmaladed cauliflower with, what did he tell me to do with lobster? I would never make apple chayote squash or apple chayote squash wings. Or like sweet potato brownies, baby, and then make a song about it. No, I was all against that. Like, I'm not doing that. That didn't even make no sense. Chocolate and cauliflower. What? Very, very. It was a hit. Okay. Making a drink, the haters passion drink, because haters hate with a passion, got me my first radio interview. Like, you understand what I'm saying? They need to know, baby. This is just a touch of J. So that's a quick recap about some of the stuff that they need to know. You know, they really need to know. And the enemy will put it out there, you know, so that they won't. And if I would have thought about all of that stuff being me, right, then it would have been me caught up in my own stuff. I would have been caught up in the gifts, the 5-bedroom houses that I had, okay? I would have been caught up in the gifts, the cars, flying from here to here. You know, oh, my podcast is this. I tell you about my podcast. I'm really, you know, excited about it. But if I thought it was all me, like, yeah, you know, I'm doing all of this. No, baby, listen, you got to get this. That's why I tell you, this is just a touch of J. This is just a touch of J, baby. Everything else is God, okay? I don't got nothing to do with this, okay? I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby, okay? So, you got it. It's all about day. You got it. That's a quick recap. Look, I'm up out of here, okay? It's Sunday. It's this Sunday's word. It's day. Think about it all week, okay? Day. Meditate on it. Pray on it. Day. All right, I got a prayer coming to y'all. I'm going to start praying before I do this too, okay? Make sure y'all check that out. Check out some of the songs, you know, little skits, little things I got coming to y'all, you know, things like that. And that's it. So I'm up out of here, right? I love my babies, and I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say. Okay, I'm up here in my towel and everything, y'all. I'm up here in the hotel room with my towel on, holding my towel because my towel's falling down. Nothing on underneath my towel. Don't be trying to get no pictures in your head. With some socks on, seriously, with a stocking cap on my head recording. That's some real stuff for you, man. Look, spread love. I got to get ready to get up out of here. I got to get myself together. All right. Like I said, this is just a touch of J. I love my babies. Okay. Y'all continue to shine bright like a diamond. Okay. Let them know. They need to know that it's not about the gift. It's about the giver. Let them know how good, 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 good and great God has been to you. All right, happy Sunday. And I'll be back, like I said, right? Because I love my babies when I got something else to say. All right, y'all. I got a new song of the week for you. Yes, this one goes out to my man, William Cotter. Yeah, it's called Amen. All right, it's just a touch of J on it too, man. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, all right? Make sure y'all check it out, because it's up next. This game ran by the enemy, I can't head out. What's up, y'all? Right. This is just a touch of tech, and I got some pieces for you.
All I could do is live on my purpose until I'm through. Amen. Jesus the Christ that I'm claiming. Who said he born on the 25th of the last month? Or you boppers is pagan. Raging. Tell him no panic, I'm racing. Put your trust in the things of this world. No wonder you jogging from Satan. Yeah, I'm a little homie, but I'm big Brody when it come to the spiritual side. Must put your trust in the Holy Ghost. The devil, he coming to kill and divide. I could go for all of eternity right by his side. Rock and roll, handle your business, you say you gon' ride. All of a sudden, they popping up. Satan deceived them and they believed them. All of these witches and chakras. Who be the reason why you still breathing? Claiming you woke, I can admit it, you sleeping. To a spirit you spoke, but added a voice, a demon. I can't rely on another power besides the one that created me. That's like a slap in the face. Since I was born, the devil, he hated me. Knew I was destined to get it up. In this body of Christ, ain't no giving up. When they witness the purpose at hand, they gon' yell out, hit him up. Amen. Jesus the Christ, what I'm claiming. He said he born on the 25th of the last month. All you boppers is pagan. Raging. Tell him no panic, I'm racing. You put your trust in the things of this world. No wonder you jogging from Satan. Yeah, I'm the little homie, but I'm big Brody when it come to the spiritual side. Must put your trust in the Holy Ghost. The devil, he coming to kill and divide. I could go for all of eternity right by his side. Rock and roll, handle your business, you say you gon' ride.
This is just a touch of Jay. And that was just peace for you, baby. Hey y'all, did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No, I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and reach over down on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for him to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you. All right. In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid. All right. We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? This is just a touch of Jay. Just drop a Jay. Peace, that's right. Jay. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app.
What's up, y'all? This is just Touch of the J.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all hear that?
Come on now.
J. _J. Hey y'all, what's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilling, so wise. Well, listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's up next. Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm this coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
That told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live better, but yeah, I die better, but I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the kicks in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams. Still some empty, got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let you know that if you're big and heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that and shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking front by the boxes, packing. It's natural to eat your like shoppers.
I just had to drop a bomb on him like flex. Is that work, baby?
Is that work,
you know you're fine, right? This is just a touch of J, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
O-U-C-H _ letter J. Yes, this shit comes with the comedy.
And another one.
Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to My Name Is O-N-I-76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. on Instagram. That's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of JV. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J Man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com. Cause this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Jay. T-O-U-C-H _ letter J. That's what they call me. And I can't forget, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio 87 FM. Alright, Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is Just a Touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like
pieces
it when I do it like that.
You.
All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
Right.
All
you need is just
all
a touch of J.
Just
check.
A touch
ladies,
of J.
Your hair
for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?